KRTR Mobile.
Zero TR, this is KR4AAE. How are you, Tom?
Oh, we're still making it. Not pushing up daisies from the roadside, Steve. We just gotta make a run over to Ingalls. Hope you're doing okay. Boy, that smoke's really been bad on us old fathers against radical teenagers. That would be spelled F-A-R-T.
Like that acronym. Yeah, it's, I haven't been outside too terribly much, but I'm sure if I go out there, it'll hurt me pretty good, just like my allergies. Heard you chatting earlier. Didn't get a chance to hop in there, but glad to hear you on the air.
I'm glad to be on there. If things would go right lately, it would be out of character. Oh, man. I just got a thing in the mail. Said my claim on my wife's new hip had been denied. And I thought, oh, my God, what now? Finally, after talking to all of these ads and stuff on there, they said, oh, no, they submitted their own code, so it's all taken care of now. And thank God for that. That wasn't cheap.
Yeah, copy that. That happened to me a few years ago. I had to get something done, and the provider filed the wrong code, and I was like, oh, here we go. Like, all right, grab the scotch, and let's start getting on the phone.
I don't think it's AI yet, but it might be. You have to ask Dave Watson about that. But let me turn this radio down. I'm sorry. It's just hard to get a hold of a live individual rather than a computer, you know, especially when you're old like we are. But they got to it real quick, no problem. So they said, all paid, zero balance, so that's good.
With the AI part, and it's very hard to talk to a human being nowadays. I wish AI wouldn't have popped in here, but it looks like we're going to be living with it for a very long time. But yeah, I agree. I had to deal with AT&T, and probably about 15 or 20 minutes, I was able to get to a human being, and I said, this is ridiculous.
Zero TR. Well, we had the same experience with AT&T, and old boy, who's known for drinking, had parked across the street. Come to find out, he's not even supposed to be driving in night hours, just daylight only. And I felt sorry for him, but he backed across the street, ran into two of those AT&T stubs sticking up out of the ground. Well, we're not on AT&T. But in good conscience, I tried to get in touch with him and to notify him that this had been hit. And I didn't turn him in to anybody or anything like that because I didn't see it happen. And but the neighbor told me who did it. It was her kinfolk. But I never did get a hold of him. I finally about blew my stack trying to get the service department to notify them that their equipment had been damaged. So I just give up on it. That's their problem.
Well, Tom, you tried to be a good citizen, which you sound like you are, and you did your due diligence. You tried everything you could. So, yeah, I think that's on AT&T then. But that's always good to notify a vendor or a company if something like that gets damaged, because as we all know, everybody is dependent on internet connectivity nowadays.
They've been putting in fiber out in front of us. What's the name of that joint, Bernice? Lumos. And it's a 1,000 gigabytes per second, or 1,000 megabytes per second. It's a gigabyte. And they've been going door to door trying to get everybody to quit Spectrum and join them, but the way I figure it, they're about $80 for the mid program, and if I took that, well, then I wouldn't have a telephone anymore. So I added that up, and it would balance out the same thing. And, you know, 300 megabytes per second is good enough for me, and I doubt if they do that, but that's what they advertise. But it is worth the grief of resetting all those passwords and all that stuff for me, when it'll substantially only speed up my internet service. And I don't do gaming in that, so it's really not a viable option.
Yeah, copy that. I just recently switched cell providers, and oh my goodness, it took me forever to get everything set up and get everything moved around and reset up again. But I mean, in this case, it was worth it for us. We're saving a boatload, but if it's saving $4 or $5, I was like, you know what? Like, I'll go get a part-time job for $4 or $5 extra somewhere, just some little side hustle. I just go clean somebody's yard or cut a yard or two, and I'm good.
It's N0TR. Yeah, sometimes you gotta stop and think these things out. And, I don't know. It just, let me see, road work ahead. Oh, I hope I don't have to go up into that. We're just running to Ingalls and back. But, I just don't care if it's a gigabyte. And the thing of it is, if you stop and think about it, all these other people that are getting off of there, well, we're going the wrong way. They will actually be opening up the bandwidth. So I'd like to turn around and get off of this. And hang on a minute, Steve. I thought it was straight ahead, the way, but it wasn't. I turned, and the normal way we go is really messed up bad there. And fresh asphalt, I don't need that. I just washed the car. Well, Bernice just washed the car. Something's wrong with that woman. She likes to wash cars, Steve. This is N0TR.
AR4AAE. Yeah, I catch myself going one direction. I'm like, oh, man, it just went the wrong direction. But, if Bernice is up to it, I have, my car probably needs to get washed after pollen season, so I wonder if I could schedule something with her.
Is Steve's car for him, Bernice?
No, not today.
She's not that dumb, Steve.
Like some of my friends always say, there's a reason why women live longer than men. They may be smarter than us, which I'm gonna agree with, especially me. They are smarter than me some days. / maybe every day.
Well, you're like me. Your wife's probably sitting beside you. No, I think that's... You've got a lot to be said, but... But then there are people like before DJW that I'd have to challenge that when it comes... Maurice was a farmer, and he was more IT, so I think he might have a few more smarts up there. And there's a lot of guys got a lot more smarts than I do. But, you know, they say women's reaction time and stuff like that's faster. And they're flying F-18s and F-35s and everything else now. So good for them is all I can say. Steve, we're right near Ingalls now. And been very nice chatting with you. Made me feel a little better. You take care. Now be clear with your final. This is N0TR.
Yeah, nice chatting with you too, Tom. Enjoy Ingalls, and like I tell everybody else, don't go to the grocery store with when you're hungry, because you end up getting stuff you don't need. This is KR4AAE. Clear.
KQ4YDI mobile.
Or is that okay? KQ4WJT. WJT, clear.
For FAC, it's Blitzman.
For Yankee Charlie, radio check.
For Yankee Charlie, India, is a KQ4 Yankee Delta, India. You're coming in. I can hear you, but there's a lot of static in the background. communication was pretty broken up there. I didn't get much of it.